Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roush at WCUCI in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor, WRMJ in Aledo, and we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio as we're heading towards the basketball season with full steam ahead here. Jim, a very interesting recruiting story has developed involving your beloved Fighting Illini, and we're not just going to talk about Illinois hoops. I think we're going to talk about a trend here in recruiting, in high school basketball, in the summer stuff that leads up to the recruiting process. Let's talk a little bit about this story because it seems like something out of a soap opera.
Well, and I know there was a column, and I'll link it on our site, in the Chicago Sun-Times this week, and it involves the recruiting of Talen Horton Tucker, a great prep player from Simeon High School, of course. Most people know the home of Derrick Rose and Jabari Parker. Well, the storyline is he was interested in going to Illinois, but then we backtrack and we talk about these AAU relationships. And just a couple of weeks ago, Illinois got a commitment from Io DeSomo, the top player from Illinois who goes to Morgan Park. Well, apparently there was somewhat of a rivalry that had developed at the AAU level. Talen Horton Tucker, the young man from Simeon, played at the Mac Urban Fire AAU team with Io DeSomo at Morgan Park. Well, apparently, Talen Horton Tucker wanted to improve his game, get better looks on the AAU circuit. He leaves, goes to a different team. That apparently makes the Mac Urban Fire people upset, and Talen Horton Tucker then is basically left on the outside looking in. He wanted to go to Illinois, but the Morgan Park people, the Mac Urban Fire people said, nah, if he comes to Illinois, we may not be coming to Illinois. So basically, Illinois had to choose one over the other. And I think the irony in all of this is a kid leaves an AAU team to get better, which he does, and he becomes the number two prospect in Illinois, wants to come to Illinois, in Illinois takes their offer off the table for a player like that. I just think an amazing story that unfolded this week involving that recruitment.
Yes, it's one of those difficult situations to try to assess. I mean, you have to wonder about Coach Underwood and the decision-making process of allowing an incoming recruit and his camp to really call some shots. And then you have to wonder, hey, what if this kid gets down to Champaign and says, this really isn't working out for me. I'm going to transfer elsewhere. Then you've given up the opportunity to have another great player who's probably going to excel someplace else. And then you look and you say, wow, you have to be very careful in this situation, because the other aspect that I see is if you let the kid call shots before he's even in uniform, what's going to happen when he's on campus? I mean, does he still have that voice saying, hey, if I don't play more, if I don't do this, if you don't recruit this player? I mean, maybe that's being a little bit, far-thinking, and maybe it's a little bit out of what could happen. But, I mean, hey, I just think it's crazy when you let these kids kind of call the shots, or at least the camp behind the kids.
Well, and I agree with your assessment there, because Coach Underwood hasn't coached a game yet. In Illinois, apparently, had to choose sides. And I get the, I don't know if it's fair to call it the unsavory element of, college basketball recruiting. We know the storyline with Rick Pitino losing his job at Louisville recently. But, you look at this situation, if Io DeSomo is the player he's supposed to be and he excels at Illinois, this will all be forgotten. I mean, it's all about winning in the end. However, if it doesn't work out, Illinois has lost a big bargaining chip in Chicago. Again, they try to recruit Chicago. Every coach that comes in, they say they're not going to do it, but they are doing it. Now, Illinois hasn't got the Simeon players since really Deion Thomas played there, and the likes of Nick Anderson. They've missed out on Jabari Parker, and they missed out on Derrick Rose. We all get that. But normally, every year or every other year, Simeon has one of the top players in the state that you need or you want for your program. So The irony, though, for this whole story, say the number two prospect in Illinois in the class of 2018, Illinois will not offer him. That's the irony for me in all this, is that they will not offer a talent like that, you know, to play in Champaign-Urbana, because the state's number one prospect and that young man's camp, they don't want him playing there. That, to me, is just an amazing story.
Especially since it's not because they have an abundance of great talent and maybe wouldn't have a spot for him, which at what point would you not have a spot for the second-best player in the state? But and you're not coming off back-to-back-to-back Big Ten champs or anything like that. I would think at this point you can't turn away any talent, and the best thing would have been to try to broker a solution and say, hey, let's put the past behind us. But apparently that wasn't something that looked very optimistic.
He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.